Well, you were talking earlier about Ed and using dynamite, and one of my favorite stories is, and I would like you to tell this, is the dynamite in the front yard.
Well, Ed and the neighbors were out in the front yard with the dynamite, dynamiting a stump, and I was at the kitchen sink, and at the kitchen sink you could look out on the patio, and here came this great big trunk of the tree, a stump of the tree, landed right in the middle of the patio. And I ran out the front door and said, "Ed Holt, you stop that right away. Just stop that dynamite stuff right away." And they all just laughed, thought that was funny. But here was this a huge stump right in the middle of the patio.
How big do you think it was? Like the
it was as big as this table.
As big as this table?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like about 4 to 5 feet in diameter?
Something.
Like a giant boulder flying through the air?
Answer the phone, Sean. I mean, you answer it so they know you're...
Hello, this is Sean, Mabel's grandson. Hi, Carol, how are you? Yes.
Tell him you're taking my history.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Carol said she'll call back.
Okay.
So basically, a boulder-sized stump from the front of the yard flew across the entire yard and over the house and right over your head when you were in the kitchen and landed in front of you.
Oh.
So if it didn't fly that extra 10 feet, it could have hit the house and it could have hit you.
Right.
So he could have blown up dynamite and killed his wife.
Right.
You probably needed to tell him to stop that.
I did.
Did he ever do anything like that again?
No.
Not on the property?
No.
Did you ever have to, discipline Ed?
Well, didn't do it. He had something in that building. He was going to build a small building for Sandra's car. And it turned out to be a big building, and he had a friend that was in the veneering business, and it was Walnut. And the outside of that building, you can go by it right today, and it's all round, like the sides of a tree.
Yep.
And it's a big building. It would how big you think it is? It's
probably 40 by 60.
He really did, physically wasn't able to do it, but he did it. And so what'd you ask me for him?
That if you ever had to do anything to kind of discipline Ed
in that building he had something that I don't know what it was, but it was in a box up on the rafters, and it must have been some dangerous something, because he had the